Good morning. Coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. Happy New Year. I hope everyone had a great holiday. Our family did, and I will tell you, I've got so much to talk to you about today, but I want to say good morning to my fabulous producer, Lizzie. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear what you're going to be talking about today.
I know. We're just kind of kindred spirits in that respect. Your holidays, were they great?
I can't complain. And I just totally blessed as in family.
I know.
Family time. That's it. Not material stuff, just family time.
Isn't that wonderful? We all did have a great holiday, and I hope you did too out there. I'm excited to welcome our sponsor for Better Lawns and Gardens, Summit Responsible Solutions. Summit is the maker of a product that is an absolute must for Florida. I've known them for over 20 years, and I'm just very excited that they're with us on Better Lawns and Gardens. This product is an absolute must for Florida gardens and landscapes and the country. Mosquito Dunks. Now, Mosquito Dunks is the best mosquito control solution out there on the market. Summit is an industry leader in cutting-edge, eco-friendly solutions to tackle the toughest of pest problems for homeowners, like mosquitoes, fleas and ticks, cockroaches, flies, and gnats. And this product, Mosquito Dunks, kills quickly and environmentally, and it repels up to 4 weeks. So they're a great product. Summit Responsible Solutions protects both you and your environment, and that's important. I'm proud to be affiliated with them. Check out Mosquito Bits and their other earth-friendly products at summitchemical.com. So I'm very pleased about that. Lizzie, you know how I love to get inspiration for my landscape designs.
Yes.
From visiting gardens all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a great start to 2022 with my holiday adventures. Tony took me to Blythewald Estates up in Bristol, Rhode Island. Remember, I went there in the summertime and had a wonderful time walking their gardens and their landscapes. And we went back this year, and they had an elegant afternoon tea inside the home.
No way.
Yeah, it was just gorgeous. They brought me tea. Tony had water.
Does he not drink tea?
No, he does not drink tea. Well, he drinks cold tea, not hot tea, and they did not have hot tea, but they had the sandwich trays, and the home was all decorated for Christmas. It was gorgeous, and so I got to see this estate in the summertime when it's at its elegant, you know, just lush and, you know, growing beautifully. And I also got to see it with snow and a little bit light, you know, where it all had gone into winter and gone dormant, and they had lights in all the trees. It was just amazing.
Oh, I saw your pictures, and it very much was. And I'm very disappointed that you did not take a picture, or Tony didn't take a picture, of you drinking tea with your little pinky up, too.
I don't do that because I don't want to drop the cup. But it was just amazing. And what was funny was that you had to have reservations, of course, to go to this tea. But the home was still open for guests to come through. So we were out on the breakfast porch. And it's just a beautiful room. I got some really great design ideas about, you know, cutting dormant shrubs and then hanging them. There are no leaves on them. They're just like branches, like antlers.
Oh.
And then hanging them in from the ceiling and then lighting them up. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. That is so crazy.
So I'm definitely going to do it, you know, and I'm going to be able to use a lot of the ideas that I saw in the designs. But then people were looking in the door, like, what's going on in here?
Like peasants.
Yes, yes. And so I'd say, come on in. And Tony was going, what? And I'd say, you can come in and look out the windows and stuff like that. So about 6 to 8 people I'd let in, and they were looking around and looking at all of us sitting at the table. And it was very funny. But they loved seeing it, and they loved coming in when they weren't supposed to.
Oh, I bet.
And so it was fun. But we also got to go to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
I'm very jealous.
I'm telling you, these moments when you go through and you travel around the world and you get to go into these collections and museums and estates and castles and things, you get to see a different kind of atmosphere, ambiance, and lifestyle are life-changing. Mm-hmm. And this museum was life-changing for me, and I didn't even know about it. So that's the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, and I'll talk a little bit more about it in a few minutes. But we have a great show today. Monday is January 10th, National Houseplant Day. So I have some ideas of how you can celebrate houseplants at your home. And so I'll talk a little bit about that. And then Lizzie and I are looking forward to having you call in with your gardening questions. We also, so that number to call in, if you're new to the show, we're very glad you're here. That's what the show is all about, is helping you with your gardens and landscape. And you can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And so on our second hour, we have Cynthia Bryan, and I'm telling you, she's just incredible. She's very dynamic and energizing. She has a wonderful radio show called Star Style that I was on last month, and I got to meet her, and I just love her.
Right.
And she is called the Garden Goddess, but she's an author and TV, radio. She's just very, very interesting. And she's going to be talking about how to get fulfillment and enjoyment out of your gardens in 2022. So she's got some ideas for that.
I think a lot of people don't understand that you need to woosah for a minute and actually enjoy that part of it.
Exactly. And it just fills you up. It rejuvenates you. Even just putting your fingers in the dirt is exciting, and yes. Just makes you feel better.
It does. You get that minerals against your skin. I don't know how to explain it.
It does. And so you can call 1-888-455-2967. You want to write that down, or you can text me at 23680 and let me know that my text messages are working. Check out Summit Responsible Solutions at summitchemical.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural mosquito bits kills fungus gnat larvae and container plants. Both products are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. That's summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Congratulations, everyone. You might not have noticed, but you have traveled over 92 million miles last year in your trip around the sun. It's been quite a journey. As we begin this new year, I've got a question. Who is at the center of your universe, you or Jesus? Hundreds of years ago, astronomer Copernicus proved that the sun was at the center of the solar system, not the Earth. And while most of us know this, at that time, it completely revolutionized the understanding of the universe. In a similar way, many of us need to experience a revolution in our spiritual lives. You see, we tend to center our lives around ourselves, much like trying to make the sun revolve around the earth. Yet the Bible says that everything is being created for Him and through Him. So isn't it time to make your life revolve around Jesus? This is Bryant Wright, looking forward to this year's trip around the sun, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us. I want to say good morning to everyone who's texted me. Thank you so much, Nick and Charles. That's wonderful. And we're just going to have a wonderful day today. It's just been, you know, kind of warm, Lizzie. It's, you know, I really haven't seen a change between November, December, and right now. We're going to be in the 50s. For nighttime temperatures, but 70s and 80s during the day.
Well, it did get a little bit warm before Christmas, though, because we had that really beautiful October, November, which it lasted so long. I was scared it was going to end, and it kind of did a little bit because I was sweating my booty off there a few times. So I know we were in the 80s. And then, boom, wake up yesterday morning. I'm like, it's a little bit chilly outside.
Well, thankfully, I love wintertime, so I don't mind it getting cold here in Florida because it lasts about 3 days, and then it's back up to the 70s and 80s. So we really, before we left Boston, it was cold, and we really didn't get to see all that much snow. We saw some snow at the airports, you know, when we came in. That was just kind of like the snowbanks on the side that they push over to the side. But we didn't really have cold weather. It was cold, but not snowing. But then I'm so glad we left when we did because, you know, they had over 10 inches of snow this last week. So we left at the great time. So while we were up there, I have to say that I met a wonderful author. Her name is Jana Milbacher, and she has written a garden series it is titled The Garden Tourist. And this garden tourist it's a book about northern United States and all the gardens and nurseries that you can go visit up there. And then she wrote the second volume, and it's The Garden Tourist, New England. So she talked about all the beautiful gardens that you could visit in New England. And she is delightful and industrious, and she knows all the great gardens to visit, and I'm so jealous. Mm-hmm. She wrote a book about visiting the gardens in Florida. And so she has every garden you need to visit in Florida. And so I'm going to be interviewing her in a few weeks on February 5th, so you don't want to miss that show. But she gave me a tip. Ooh. And she said, Tony and Teresa, when you go into Boston, you have to go to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Now, I had never heard of Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, but it had the word gardener in it. So I'm going, okay, we have to go.
That's good stuff.
But that was her husband's name, and she is the turn of the century bohemian type of millionaire at the time. So, you know, the 1880s, 1890s, 1900s. And so she said we could not miss the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Oh, my goodness. We went, and I was gobsmacked. at her incredible collection of antiquities. This is all a museum, three-story museum, and she lived on the fourth floor. And she collected antiquities like architecture, art, sculpture, paintings, books. She actually collected cloister windows and columns and all kinds of sacred relics, furniture, interior, interior and exterior garden art. And she created this building that consists of the three stories. Each room, she personally placed every one of her collection. She said, I want it to go here. I want it to go there. And she put the collections together. So there was no sense of reason to the pieces of art, but they looked fantastic together.
Now, really, was there no, like, no, was there really no reason? Or did she just never tell anybody? Because when I look through the book that you brought back, it seems a little bit, she may have done it meticulously to.
She did so much. She had reasons why she wanted to put the items together. But they were from different centuries.
Ah.
They were from different types of art or different medias. And it was just fascinating. She had no labels on anything. She wanted people to absorb the art and think about it themselves. And so she didn't put any labels on it or signage. There was no kind of, this is the reason she did this and this is the reason she did that. It was fascinating. We could not spend enough time there. But she also had conservatory where every room practically had some garden material. And she had an indoor conservatory that had the four-story glass window, a roof. And so even at nighttime, the gardens were lit up that you could walk through the gardens.
Oh, and that was gorgeous.
I'm just telling you, I was just so amazed. So you might recall that in the back of your mind, that this is the art museum where the world's greatest unsolved art theft occurred on March 18th, 1990. And Tony even knew about it. It's called The Gardener's Heist. And it because he saw it on an episode of Leverage.
Oh, wow.
They did a whole episode on it. And this was the single largest property theft in the world. So the Gardener's Heist consisted of 81 minutes where 13 priceless works of art by Degas, Rembrandt, Monet, Flink, Vermeer, Chinese sculpture, and an eagle finial by Tomer was stolen. In 81 minutes, they came through and they left the frames.
They didn't trash it?
They didn't trash it. They were just in and out. 81 minutes. That's just over an hour and 20 minutes. And so the value of the art they stole in 81 minutes was $600 million.
Whoa.
And the museum is unique and creative. It's a must-see when you go there. It's just amazing. If you're in Boston, you can't miss this amazing museum. So I'm going to post my photographs. That was another thing. You know, when you go to museums, they say you can't take pictures.
That's true.
You could take pictures there of everything.
I love that. I love that. She wanted
it to be available to everybody.
Yes. And that's the thing, though, is it's advertisement. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. And I respect artists and I respect them not wanting their photos, the stuff. I get that. But it's free advertisement. Welcome to the world of social media. And I love that people are sharing because they're going to see it from a different viewpoint. It's basically what she wanted.
Right.
What is your viewpoint? Your viewpoint may be different from the other person's. So why not share that?
Exactly. So each room had a fireplace from some time in history. Tapestries, wall-to-wall tapestries. They had church pews from the 16th and 17th century.
No.
I'm just telling you, it was just fabulous. And so I'm going to post my photographs on there. So Monday is January 10th, and it is National Houseplant Day. And I wanted to give you 10 ways to celebrate, because we all celebrate Houseplant Day, right? National Houseplant Day.
Mm-hmm.
So Apartment Therapy, which is a great website, they had some ideas, and I thought, yeah, this is what I would do if I wanted to celebrate my houseplants. And so the number one thing to do, of course, is get a new plant. So my two favorite plants that I think are must-haves for apartment owners and indoor, plants, living rooms, kitchens, anywhere we have a bright porch, bright light, are ZZ plant. You know, and it's not a ZZ Top plant. It's a ZZ plant.
Does it grow a beard?
No, it doesn't. But, you know, you think it would, right? And so it is called a Zamia Coolcas, Zamiafolia. So ZZ plant's so much easier. It's got very glossy green architectural leaves, very strong, sturdy. Takes very low light, low water use, and it fills a corner nicely. And I'm so proud of my daughter and son-in-law who have one of the best ZZ plants, and they're doing so well with it. The other one is a Ficus triangularis. This is my new houseplant love, and it's one of the most peculiar Ficus rubber plants that you ever want to see. It looks like a ginkgo tree leaf, and so it's variegated green and white, and it's just amazing. So the second way you can celebrate is you can name your plants. Do they look like a pet, somebody you know, your favorite literary or movie character? So you can christen your houseplants and give them a personality. I've never named a plant, but it leads me to the next one, which is to how to celebrate them. It's to talk to them. I do talk to them, either apologizing for neglect or praising them for blooming right on time and looking good and making me look good. And so, science research shows that if you do talk to your plants, it does make them, look better, grow better. So science isn't sure why they do that, but it's because of the carbon dioxide. Also, you can play them music. They respond well to talking and singing and also playing music. And then the number fifth one was to serve them some fancy plant food, fertilize them. I think we kind of neglect to fertilize our houseplants, so this would be a great way. Give them a nice meal. And so I'll talk about the rest of them later in the program. But just celebrate National Houseplant Day. It's a good way to do it. Now, the Hibiscus Club, let me see right here, January monthly meeting of the Matthews Fallen chapter of the American Hibiscus Society. It's going to have their monthly meeting on January 9th, tomorrow at 2 p.m. at South Seminole Farm and Nursery. There's going to be a program on growing hibiscus, and there'll be refreshments, and it'll be held outdoors. So address accordingly, and it's going to be there at South Seminole Farm and Nursery. You don't want to miss that one, so we love having them do that. We're going to take a break right now, but this is a perfect time to call. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS, or it's 888-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and I really appreciate you doing that. And so also, too, Peterson Nursery is having a program this morning called Roses for Success. That's going to be at 9:30 a.m. in Lakeland, okay, at the Peterson Nursery. And they just have wonderful programs. So you can go and enjoy the program, learn how to grow roses for success. And we grow beautiful roses here in Florida, and they're easy to do.
They actually are. I've heard of people who just totally destroy roses. I'm like, what are you doing to them? I mean, really?
You really have to go out of your way to abuse them. So I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, That's 800-432-3916.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. And I would love to have your phone calls. You can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We can talk about your garden, what's going on in it, or if you have a garden dilemma that you just don't know what the problem is or what to do with it, give me a call. I would love to talk with you. And Lizzie is waiting for your phone calls. So Santa gave a few really good gardeners who were very good last year during for the whole pandemic, a very special gift of going to joining my Brandywine Garden Extravaganza Tour. to the Brandywine Valley in Pennsylvania. This June 13th through the 17th, 2022, we're going to be exploring the three most beautiful palatial estate gardens in America's garden capital. So that is the Chanticleer Botanical Gardens, the Longwood Gardens, and the Winterthur Gardens. They are incredible to visit. We're also going to experience museums and art collections and award-winning garden author's private garden. We're going to go to her home. And we're also going to get to meet Benjamin Franklin and the great horticulturist botanist of the 18th century colonial America, John Bartram. We're going to go visit his home and garden and so much more. I would love for you to join us. You have an option also to attend the oldest, largest, most famous flower show in the United States, the Philadelphia Flower Show. I'm very excited. I have never been to that, and I can't wait to go. You can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and you can look under more. There's a category called more for more information. And Santa really does bring nice Christmas gifts if you're a good gardener.
This is true. I've seen it happen.
And so I'm just very excited about going that. So this is January. And, you know, I want to tell you how to do all the freeze protection and take care of your garden in the wintertime. But it's warm when it's 80 degrees. We just really haven't had to do anything.
But you may want to remind them because it got cold yesterday evening. I'm like, what? And no, it didn't freeze. I know I'm not being very dramatic. However, it'll creep up on us before we know it.
Oh, we're going to have another cold front coming in on Monday. And that's a good thing about Florida is that we know when the cold fronts are coming through because it brings rain into our area. We can see it coming down from Alabama and Georgia and, you know, sometimes across from Texas. It just makes its way to us. So we have plenty of time to prepare. And so, on the website, thebetterlawns.com website, you can go on there and see what to do in the month of January. But, you know, some of the things right now is that even though it's warm, we only need to be watering once every 10 to 14 days. And so we don't want you to overwater during this time because this is a time of the year that if you have been overwatering during the summertime, and overwatering during the summertime means anytime you water and we have all that rain that we get in the summertime, you're overwatering. You want to go ahead and wean it off here in the springtime. You know, so as we're going into this next few weeks, don't need to even have it turned on. If it starts to decline, that's okay. Let it start to decline because that's going to push the roots down deeper. And then the next time we get that cold front, which is going to come in Monday, portions of Tuesday, we might even get a little rain today. That's all the rain. That's all the watering our landscapes need right now.
You literally just reminded me that last week I turned on my water to my roses and I forgot to turn it off a week later because we have the drip. When you said that, you're like, don't overwater. And I'm like, oh, I forgot to go turn a week ago.
Okay, well, we're not going to talk about that.
Okay. You got it.
But when you get home, turn it off. Okay.
Setting a reminder right now. Maybe I should just start setting reminders.
Okay. We'll have a class after the program. That's one of the things that drip irrigation, I like to use low volume irrigation, mm-hmm. which is different than drip because it's those little emitters that you can see that are on or off.
That's actually good because mine's underneath the mulch and I don't see it. And we have black mulch, so you don't really see that it's being wet.
Yes. And so that's the reason why. And then also, too, they can get clogged up with the minerals that we have in our sandy soils. And so it's the only time you recognize that it's not working, that it's clogged, is when your plants start to die.
Good point.
And that's a little too late. And so I like to use low volume irrigation. You want to have your zones separate. Water your turf separately on a separate zone from your house or your landscape plants. And that way, sometimes we need to water the grass a little bit more or sometimes the plants need more water. But once your landscape is established, it should just be on rainfall.
Okay.
And with its cooler temperatures, and even though it's still warm, it's in the 70s and 80s, we don't have that high humidity that we usually do in the summertime. So the plants aren't losing the moisture from their leaves, trans evaporation. And so we don't need to be watering so much. So this is a perfect time to be water conserving. That's the best way to be. And that will push your roots down deeper and you won't have to water as much.
Good point.
So I want you to do that. So it's also a good time to, we're probably having to keep mowing our grass because our grass is growing. Mm-hmm. But this is a good time of the year to go ahead and start the new year off with cleaning your tools and then also sharpening your lawnmower.
See, and even though at one point we owned a lawn business and my husband knew to disinfect in between yards, I did not know that, but I never ran that part of it. I ran the office part of it. But people don't realize that you actually need to disinfect your blades and whatnot between yards because you could take, a fungus or whatever from one to the other?
You can. And so you can spread fungus and diseases. But also, too, blowing it off and making sure that the weeds are gone from between each of the mowings. That way you're not kind of like re-germinating weeds in your lawn, especially at the end of fall with all the seeds that are in weeds. You don't want to do that. And sometimes you're not going to see it appear immediately, but we have our spring weeds and our summer weeds, but then we also have our fall and winter. So you may not see it for 6 months, but it's going to come back again because the seeds are in the ground and they're dormant or they're just waiting for the right temperatures and weather to reappear. So you don't want to do that. So what else can you be doing right now? One thing is you don't have to be putting down insecticide spray. Okay, we only want to use a pest control when we see that we have an insect problem. That's why it's important to walk your yards on a weekly basis. Just putting down insect spray just because it's a monthly thing for you to do is not recommended. So, call me if you have a question and you say, Teresa, do I need to do this? That's what I'm here for. So it's all about you. You can call me with your garden questions. I know we're waking up. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Give me your name and city, and we'll take care of you. We're getting to your questions. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Congratulations, everyone. You might not have noticed, but you have traveled over 92 million miles last year in your trip around the sun. It's been quite a journey. As we begin this new year, I've got a question. Who is at the center of your universe, you or Jesus? Hundreds of years ago, astronomer Copernicus proved that the sun was at the center of the solar system, not the Earth. And while most of us know this, at that time, it completely revolutionized the understanding of the universe. In a similar way, many of us need to experience a revolution in our spiritual lives. You see, we tend to center our lives around ourselves, much like trying to make the sun revolve around the earth. Yet the Bible says that everything is being created for Him and through Him. So isn't it time to make your life revolve around Jesus? This is Bryant Wright, looking forward to this year's trip around the sun, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I would like to tell you what you can grow in January. So the flowers are wonderful. We have colorful flowers that we can grow year-round in Florida, but we also get to grow some wonderful spring annuals, and that would be alyssum, which smells amazing. It is a wonderful flowering annual that you can put by your pathway or in a planter next to your front door and greet with everyone who comes to your home with a wonderful fragrance. Baby's breath, calendula, California poppies, cleomys and candy tuff, and carnations. You know, you can grow your own carnations here in Florida. Great cutting flower for your cutting garden if you would like to bring them inside. Delphiniums are beautiful, and dianthus, Dusty Miller. Foxglove, gaillardias, geraniums. This is the time of the year you can place geraniums out in your containers. And then godetia, wonderful flower. Hollyhocks, one of my favorite hollyhocks. Iceland poppies, lobelia, nasturtiums, ornamental cabbage and kale, pansies and petunias, Shasta daisies, status stock and sweet pea, and violas, little Johnny jump-ups. They're wonderful. The vegetables you can be growing are asparagus, beets and broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, and collards. Did you have Hoppin' John on New Year's Day, Lizzie?
Nope. Probably not. What is
Hoppin' John is black-eyed peas. Black-eyed peas, you eat it on New Year's Day for success and wealth.
Yes, I did. I just have never heard them called Hoppin' John.
It's the southern name for them, Hoppin' John's. And then you also, you know, collards, eat collards with it or greens. So yes. We did that. I made it for our family up in Massachusetts. They had never had it. So the people who like beans, they loved it. Other people go, no, we're not eating that.
It's so good,
it
though.
It is. And then it just sticks.
I make that in a meal.
It is. It's wonderful. It sticks to your innards. Endive and horseradish you can grow right now. Kale, the edible kale. Kohlrabi, lettuce and mustard. Onion sets, peas, potatoes, radicchio, radishes, roquette. rutabagas, spinach, Swiss chard, and turnips. We call those neeps in my house, neeps and tatties. That's turnips and potatoes. And so lots of good things you can still be growing right now. I would probably do transplants, but you can do seeds. We got plenty of time through March to grow, and we're going to have cool temperatures, cooler temperatures, I should say, but we're not going to really have some really freezing weather right now. If you've missed any of the Better Lawns and Gardens show, and if you missed New Year's Day show, that was amazing. We had a special time, a pre-recorded session, Lizzie, with the fabulous and host emeritus of Better Lawns and Gardens.
It was amazing. It really was.
Tom McCubbin and I, we just talked for 2 hours, and we had a wonderful time. You can go on to the betterlawns.com site, and you can hear it. It was just classic.
I loved it. I loved it. It was nice to. I've never met him before, so
he's so sweet, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's just an amazing character. So I have Lisa in Port Orange, and she says, my azaleas are budding out, and a few are starting to bloom already. Should I be fertilizing them yet? So my thought is, Lisa, is did you fertilize in the fall? Because if you fertilize in October, November, your azaleas, then I don't really see a need to be fertilizing right now, and that's probably why your azaleas are blooming and budding out right now, because you did the right thing by fertilizing in the fall. But if you didn't fertilize in the fall, I would go ahead and use a slow-release solution. Don't use a quick-release in case that the buds might drop, okay, if you use too much. But use a slow-release fertilizer on them. You want to use an acidic fertilizer, Lisa, okay, on your azaleas, and they will be just fine. And then you don't necessarily have to do it again in the fall, okay, in the springtime. So go ahead and do it now if you didn't do it last fall, all right? Great question. And so then I have Jeannie in Palm Bay. She says, good morning, Teresa. Good morning, Jeannie. Thank you for texting. I have a mix of St. Augustine grass and weeds in the backyard, but lots of dollar weed is very visible this time of the year. Is there anything I can use to get rid of it now? Thank you. Well, thank you for listening and texting, Jeannie. I really appreciate that. You know, it's important to understand what dollar weed is. So dollar weed is an aquatic plant that grows in the lakes, in the shorelines, near rivers and creeks, and low-lying areas that get very wet. So I would just want to know what kind of landscape you have, because if you're right on the shoreline, there's probably going to be very hard to get rid of it because it's just too wet there. But if you're in an urban area and you're not next to any water, it could be an indication that you are watering too much. So if you reduce that water, you're going to reduce the conditions that make dollar weed thrive. But then you can also use a weed and feed. And I would say, again, the same kind of advice. If you fertilized in the fall, I wouldn't fertilize again right now. But if you didn't, then you can go ahead with the conditions that we have right now, the temperatures, go ahead and put a weed and feed down for broadleaf weeds. You know, atrazine is one that will be effective on dollar weed. And you can use that to get rid of your dollar weed. But really look at your irrigation and how wet that area is. And that will help reduce it and even keep you get from getting dollar weed, okay? So I thank you for those text messages. If you've got a question, you can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. So to finish up the list of ways to celebrate National Houseplant Day on Monday, January 10th, one of the ways you can do it is to buy them new pots. You know, we sometimes keep our plants in the same pot for decades. And if they last for decades, more power to you. But giving them a new pot, maybe upgrading the size of it, or maybe finding a really pretty pot to put it in. Sometimes we just use clay pots or just something simple. And if you visit a location and go somewhere, maybe bringing a pot back that will remind you of your trip is a great way to celebrate or create one. Make a pot. We have all these ceramic, you know, opportunities in these new shops. One of the ways to do it is to create a painting or, you know, make a pot. And if you're doing that, that would be a great way to make your plants a little bit more interesting. Another thing you can do is get a fun watering can, all right, for your indoor plants. And I have several watering cans. One is a very long, extended red watering can that's really cute, but I can water my hanging plants with it, so I don't need to reach up or get on a stool to water them with. I can just, you know, raise the water can over my head, and it goes right into the pot. So it has a very long, extended spout. I also have a green gnome watering can in the shape of a gnome. That's kind of fun.
Oh, that is fun. The watering cans and I are not friends. I have tried different ones, different types, and somehow I'm the one who gets watered every time.
We don't stand underneath the pot. That's one of the ways that you can.
Where have you been my whole life?
So, but then you can also, an antique watering can is fun, or you can get a self-watering pot.
Ooh, Lizzie, that's a good one.
That way, you know, you don't have to, I mean, you just pour it in and it's good for a month and you don't have to do it.
Or you can just forget about it and let the water, that little water dripper, just continue on for a week.
Well, I will tell you, if you have, right on your, yeah, I can see that right now. You can, if you're having to water your house or your house plants or your porch plants a lot, check the soil in your pot. It may be just root bound and there's no soil in it anymore. So take it out of the planter or the pot and cut a third of the roots off and put in new soil, and you will have a much happier plant. It won't need watered as much and it'll be healthier.
Oh, that's a good idea. Now, what about buying, say all you have is roots and you don't really want to chop into it? Would you suggest getting a bigger, prettier pot to put it in?
Yes, you can do that. Just you want to extend the root surface area, how much soil you have.
Got it.
That's important. Or one of the ways you can do it is to buy a houseplant book. My good friend Lisa Eldred Steinkopf, known as the Houseplant Guru, she's on all the time. I love having her on. She has the best award-winning books on how to grow houseplants on her website, and you can check them out at thehouseplantguru.com. She's amazing, and her books are so much fun and so informative, and you will enjoy them immensely. So do you have a gardening question that's been on your mind? You can start the new year off by calling our producer, Lizzie, right now at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. If you're in North Florida, I'd love to know how your gardens handled the snow this week. Or if you're in South Florida, are your gardens thinking of spring? We're going to be back. You don't want to miss Cynthia Bryan, a dynamic garden goddess. She's going to be with us. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You receive beautiful new houseplants for the holidays, but now you're finding flies and insects on your plants. What can you use to get rid of annoying pests? Hi, I'm Teresa Watkins for Summit Year Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural mosquito bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Year Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.